T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us out is our baseball expert to tackle this very naughty Kingery issue.
Nice.
In fact, there's a couple of things we got to talk to Todd Zalecki about. He's on the line right now. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, Todd. Is Kingery making things uncomfortable for the front office of the Phillies?
I think they're making it uncomfortable in the sense that they're wondering when they're going to call him up. Now, he's not going to make the opening day roster. I will say that.
He's already. We're already unhappy with you, Todd.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's not?
Didn't take long.
Who's been the best hitter so far?
He's been unbelievable. I personally think that this guy is going to be right up there with Rhys Hoskins in terms of that next wave. You know, like you had J-Roll, Chase, and Ryan Howard. I think if this team does what they think they're going to do, I think it's going to be Rhys Hoskins and Scott Kingery leading the way. So I'm on board.
That's fine. So why are you making this statement? He's not coming north with the team.
He's not coming north. It's all about service time. So April 13th, Angelo, that's the day, right? April 13th. He can come up April 13th or later. If they call him up any earlier and he spends the entire season with the team, they lose an entire year of team control. So if they call him up April 13th or later, they can keep him. They can guarantee he's going to be wearing a Phillies uniform through 2024. If they call him up April 12th or earlier, they only get him guaranteed through 2023. Right. Now,
is money a problem in this organization?
No, it's not money.
What's the problem?
It's not the money. It's the guarantee. In other words, you know, the Phillies could throw money at Scott Kingery, right, in 3 or 4 years and try to sign him to a long-term deal. He could say, you know what, I want to test free agency. It's all about that guarantee.
Well, then why don't you have enough confidence in yourself that you're going to be a great place for Kingery to play so he'd want to stay with
you?
So
why don't you give him a long-term contract tomorrow?
Well, you know, teams have done that.
Yeah.
Teams have done that. But what I think that might be trending in the opposite direction now is you see a lot of these. You see a lot of free agents, for instance, Evan Longoria. In the past, he took a really club-friendly deal years ago. He cost himself a lot of money. I think that might start trending the other way, where young players might be less inclined to take those types of deals. Now, certainly they could do that, but it would be highly, highly unusual.
All right, hold on.
Especially for a guy that hasn't even played in the big league yet to sign him to a long-term contract.
Here's my read. Tell me if I'm nuts. All right, my read is Kapler would like him from day one. My read is Middleton would be fine with it. He's the owner. And the two nudges in the middle, McPhail and Klentak, are still trying to find a way to scam every minute and dollar they can. True or false?
No, I would say false. I think actually John Middleton is very much I talked with John a couple of weeks ago and about just the team in general. And he said that he's on the same page as Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak. It just comes down, like I said, the Cubs did the same exact thing with Chris Bryant a few years ago. Cubs fans went bananas because Chris Bryant very clearly should have been the opening day third baseman a few years ago. The Cubs waited until around the same time, and then they finally called him up. And now I think if you ask Cubs fans, are you happy that he's going to be with the team at least guaranteed at least for one more season, they would say yes.
I don't like it, Todd. I don't like it one bit, and I think our poll will indicate that. If the kid's that good, he has won a job, give him the job. He has won the job. Trade Hernandez, get something good for him, and put the kid up there and stop with the service time garbage.
You got that?
You know,
yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I think that's something down the road that they should consider, you know, sort of. Maybe trading Cesar at the trade deadline for some pitching help or something. Again, Angelo, I'm on board. I think Scott Kingery.
Yep.
There's nothing I do not like about this guy. I think he's going to be a stud.
Well, fight these guys, Todd, and say to them that's a dumb strategy. Tell Klentak right through his face, stop with the service time. The kid's ready. We want to see the kid up here north on day one. Thank you.
Maybe April 13th or maybe April 14th. You never know.
Here's the other thing now, and I read this on MLB.com. They did a piece on Mickey Moniak. All right, and Mickey Moniak, Al, said that he was very happy that he had a terrible year last year because he has learned from the adversity. And he furthermore said he's also happy he's not a top 100 pick anymore, even though he was the number one pick in the 2016 draft. Todd, those kind of statements worry me. Why did he need adversity to learn how to be the player worthy of the first pick in the draft? I think this kid's got bust written all over him.
Yeah, you know what? This is a huge year for him. If he does not really turn it on this year, then you're going to have to really be concerned about his future in baseball. You know, last year he was one of the youngest players in the South Atlantic League, but still, the first overall pick in the 2016 draft, you certainly expected much better from him.
Yep.
So if he does not, Angelo, hit much better this season, I think there's going to be a lot of very worried people in the Phillies front office and farm system just because, again, you can't use that excuse this year, right? You can't say, well, he's still only, you know, 19, 20 years old. He's still really young in this league. No, like, this is the year he has to step up. You can't – it's kind of like Markelle Fultz. You can't miss on a 1-1 pick.
You can't
miss on that type of guy. You have to hit. You absolutely have to hit on that pick.
And the thing is, it's not about Moniak. It's about Klentak. Because Klentak comes in with all the analytics guys. My God, there's 20 of them now in the organization.
In the dugout, in uniform.
How do they end up botching the top pick in the entire draft? They have every kid available you could have, and they pick a guy who hits 230 in the minors. That kid's got to turn it around, and he's not talking like he's going to turn it around. That's all I'm saying. And let's get to Jimmy Rollins, because Jimmy Rollins apparently wants to retire as a Philly. You know how they do that last day out?
Yeah, yeah.
But he said in that day he would like to play.
You never know with this manager.
What's going on with Rollins right now, Todd?
You know, yeah, it was fun. It was really fun to actually talk to him yesterday. He was here for this kind of really small 2008 reunion day at Spectrum Field. And basically he said, listen, I don't want to do like the whole sign the one-day contract thing. That's not me. If I'm signing, I'm playing in a game. So I think what he wants to do is just unofficially retire as a Philly. And I asked him, I said, you're going to retire as a Philly, right? He kind of looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, who else would I retire with? You know, it's the Phillies and nobody. But he just doesn't like the idea of the signing the paperwork and the whole, you know, the whole thing of the one-day contract or whatnot.
You know what I took from that, Todd? He still thinks he can play.
You know, he's in great shape.
Yep.
He's in great shape still. I made a point to mention that. I said, you know, you look like you don't want to be the guy at the 2008 reunion in August. It's like, oh, my God, look at how fat that guy got. You know what I mean? I said that to him. He's like, well, my wife will not let me do that. You know, she's forcing him to eat healthy. He looks like he could still play. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Finally, did you get a chance to, you know, exchange pleasantries with my favorite Philly of that 08 championship team, Brett Myers?
Oh, boy.
I did. I talked to Brett yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Is he still a horse's ass?
Brett is very opinionated, as you know,
right.
Angelo.
Yeah. All right. Well,
he was shooting up hot dogs with the Fanatic yesterday.
All right, good. Well, I want you to interpret this comment he made about the Eagles' win. Because it can't be both. He tried to say two things, Todd. But one is a lie and one is the truth. And he's talking about watching the Eagles win the championship. And here's what Brett Myers said yesterday. All right, Todd, which is it? Does he want to be the last team that ever won a championship, or did he want the Eagles to win? Which is it, Todd?
I think knowing Brett, I think he honestly would have loved the idea of him being one of the last people to go down to a parade down Broad Street.
Yeah.
I do genuinely believe that.
Me
but
too.
You know what's weird is he said after I talked to him yesterday, and he said he wishes that he was actually thinking about flying up to Philly for the parade because he loved it so much, and he said, I wish I could relive it. I wish I could have soaked it in more because it was literally the coolest experience of his life. So,
I'm glad we got to the truth. He didn't want him to win. He wanted to be the last team that ever won. He would have 100 years from now, Al, I would probably still be here doing a show. And we would go, wow, it's been 100 years since we won a championship, but Brett Myers is happy.
Yeah.
right, Todd, I'm sorry. There's one last thing that just occurred to me. When our crew went to the Phillies last week, Gabe Kapler, he could not possibly have more, what's the word?
Molded him.
He molded. He went after Farzetta, and he just kissed his ass so much that he recited Farzetta's work schedule of the past month. Kapler did this, and Jonesy said he's trying to work, he's trying to win over Farzetta. Is he doing that with all of you guys too, Todd?
I think Gabe makes a point to try to know about everybody. You know, like he talks a lot about human connection.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that he's not doing that with us on a daily basis down here. We've been asking him questions about, you know, the starting pitching struggles and other issues that have been popping up with the team. And, you know, a couple times he's kind of taken a step back, you know. So we're asking questions at times that have made him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not if he's, you know, I think Gabe is smart enough to realize that, you know, especially for the beat writers, you know, we're gonna continue to fire off questions, whether or not you know what we did last week, or I'm from Wisconsin, or any of that stuff. You know.
Then what you're saying is that he saw Farzetta as a pigeon,
a real pigeon.
You're saying that he saw Farzetta. He went, well, yep. I can't work these beat guys. They're around all the time.
He was cooing all morning.
I can mold this pigeon. Is that what you're telling me, Todd?
No.
He just flew in. He just.
Wait a minute. You said they weren't doing it with you, but they did it with Farzetta. My God, all he needed was love music behind them.
I heard it earlier.
You did hear it, right? So, really, he's not trying that with you guys.
Well, no. I think when he meets, anytime he tries to meet somebody, he makes a point to try to find some sort of connection with the person.
Right.
I think that's what he was trying to do with Mark.
Well, Mark made it clear in no way was that successful. Right, Mark?
I pushed him on a question or two.
You did?
Yeah, the sensitive bus, I pushed him on that.
You did?
Yeah.
And coming away from that meeting, how do you feel about Gabe?
I think he's going to be great.
Yeah. He's carrying a note with him.
It worked. Todd, he's got the imprints of lips on his head, and it looks like they use coconut oil.
Todd, don't run anything nasty this year.
Todd Zalecki. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Mark, I would take that as an insult.
What?
Well, he's not doing...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.